Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Be Here Now. Tonight's Friday, January 25th, and I don't know about you guys, but my energy is super high tonight, and so I'm just feeling really good. Life is good. I'm joined by Tina Godin, my co-host, and we've got Kristen Davis on as our, Davies as well on as our guest host, so I'm super excited. This is a really good, we were talking a little bit before we jumped on, and we're just, it's all high vibing right now. So so welcome, Kristen. So glad
Yay,
to have you
I'm
on.
I'm happy to be here.
Yay. Oh,
I'm
my gosh.
I'm super happy to be here.
Yeah
absolutely.
It's
going to be awesome.
And Tina. Yeah, yeah, definitely. And Tina, how are you doing tonight? Good?
I am doing it? Fabulous, girl. I'm vibing it.
Very, very good. Nice. That's awesome. So so we're going to talk a little bit about mediumship and the process around that. But before we jump into that, I want to give everyone a little bit of background on Kristen, and just so everyone's aware of her, all of her amazing, awesome abilities and how what she's going to do for us on the calls tonight as well. So Kristen is a medium, and she connects with the angels and other high vibrational streams of consciousness. And her abilities started to develop and with her guardian angel. And that led her to other channeling abilities. And for those of you don't already aware, she's got a nice page on Facebook as well as YouTube. She's got a ton of amazing videos on channeling angels and you name it, it's out there. And she's just an amazing teacher, and which is why she does teaching. So Kristen, tell us more about that and about the process. I'm always fascinated because you know, a lot of people, I think, I'll just say this before you get started. A lot of people ask, they'll come to me and ask about, you know, how do I get started? And it's hard because you really want to help them. But I feel like for me, I'm still developing as well. I think we're all lifelong learners, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that I've gotten to that space. And so I just love that there's people like yourself that is putting yourself in that space to really help people, because there's an emergence that's coming. A lot of people are connecting and tapping into their own abilities, and I think it's beautiful. And tell us a little bit about that process and kind of the framework for how you teach it.
Well, you know, what was so wild is many years ago, I would say about 14, 15 years ago, that's when I had my own experience with my guardian angel. And it was one of those moments where you've got a loss of hope type of cry. And she opened up probably about 10 feet in front of me and started to slowly move towards me. And my brain couldn't even wrap around what was coming towards me. I was pretty surprised, to say the least. And then she passed right through my body and out my back very slowly. And I went from complete despair to bliss, really out of my mind and filled with such love. No words can really describe that here. I would say if there was an equivalent, it would be like the equivalent of 100 mothers' love for a child. Not only was she showing that how much she loved me, but she is pure love. And in that moment, it was that realization that I wasn't alone. So, you know, fast forward over the years, I started to develop my own abilities because I really wanted to connect with my angelic team, and I wanted to connect with them because I knew they were there and I could sense her energy around me after that point. So fast forward, the energy nowadays is moving at such a rapid pace. It's really picking up, and I have a lot of people coming to me, and they have a lot of questions about, you know, their own abilities starting to open. Some just would like to connect. They're wondering, what is it, what's happening? Like, why am I getting pressure in certain parts of my head? Why am I getting ringing in my ears? Why am I getting a high pitch tone in my ear. Why am I getting silence on the side of my head? That's, you know, repeating. Other signs, you know, they're seeing there's a lot of number sequences. Other signs that the angels or your spirit team are trying to reach you and they would like to connect. And so I said to myself, well, I spent, you know, quite a few years on my own. There wasn't anything there to have for support. So I decided I'm going to create that support for others now. And so I decided that I would start to help teach people how to channel. I started last summer for 3 months teaching each month, and some of the students just flourished. So they are now coming live with their own channels and their own groups, and everybody's, you know, flying the nest and going and flourishing. And that, for me, is why I do what I do. I want to see everyone connect with the divine and have that high vibrational experience. You know, when you ask a friend for guidance, they can give you their perception, their opinion, but when you can connect with your divine team of angels, your guardian angels, they give you such a broad perspective of seeing things in such a loving way. And that's what I want for everyone. So everyone who's really wanting it themselves. So as we moved along, I decided I'm going to do the Mediumship 101 course, which has started 1 week ago. And there's 3 weeks left to go. And I decided I'm only going to charge $99 if they'd like to come and be a part of this bright light, this really positive environment in a private safe group on Facebook. And that has exceeded my expectations hugely this time around. I feel like people are really opening up quite quickly in the group and supportive and loving of one another. And so in this course, right now, we have 140 students, which is just amazing. Wow. And so if anyone wants to come and join us, we would love that. And then, of course, we have the Mediumship 102 course, which is starting on February 16th until March 16th. Again, a full month for only $99. And it's been incredible. A really incredible experience.
That's amazing. Yeah, that it's so nice that you offer that, because I don't know. I mean, I've spoken to a lot of mediums, obviously, and I could speak to it myself as well. I think as mediums, we all want to help each other, right? We're all light workers, mm-hmm. and we want to help. But I think the biggest, and like you just said, we don't want people to be dependent on us to get all the answers, because you just said it. The truth is within. Mm-hmm. And years before I really start, like I always, you know, everyone has a story in terms of how they got into it or you know, how they came to their awakening, so to speak. For me, I was always fascinated by mediumship, and like it was just like, wow, just fascinating. And I would often go to readers, and I learned a lot through that process. And I will say that now, looking back at the many people that I've gone through, the best thing that I've ever gotten was from my guide. That's the best mm-hmm. teaching, the best education, everything. It's amazing. And once you establish that, and like through courses like that, when you can really understand, wait, this is them talking to me? Is that what I'm getting? I mean, yep. there's a lot of people that don't even, and you mentioned it as well, the physical symptoms of it. That's a big one. And people, I was actually just talking to a friend about this. A lot of people, they have these physical things, and I think anxiety is the biggest one. People that are really awakening, oh my gosh, like the chest, and they're like, what's happening? And actually, that was my first thing when I started opening. I was like, because when spirit gets close to you and they try to communicate, your chest, like, initially, like, you don't, it's so, like, my chest is pounding, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm having a panic attack, and it was like, okay, wait, they want to speak. And when I would just start speaking, it was like, oh, okay, I'm better. It was like the weirdest thing.
It's this high vibrational energy that's coming close to you, and it's wanting to communicate with you. Yeah. And as you open, you're not used to that. So your heart starts to beat. A lot of people get like lightheadedness as this energy comes into your energy field. And so in the course, we're just teaching you how your team is attempting communication with you. We're teaching you how to pick up on the signs. And, you know, I wasn't born like open. I was not interested. I was too busy having fun and frolicking around in my 20s. So by the time this happened to me when I was 28, it was like, wow. So that's what led me on the path of opening and practicing. Practice is huge. So the reason why we have this course for a full month is because you need the time to, you know, believe you can do it, remove any blocks that you may have and any fears. And you basically need the practice in a safe and comforting, loving, supportive environment to open. The more you practice, the more your abilities open. And so for me, I just came in with clairsentience. I got instinct, intuition was really strong, claircognizance, all ideas and information would come into my mind. And then I started to develop clairaudience. And that was just the coolest thing ever, you know, hearing my angels for the first time. Oh, my goodness. It was like, wow. you know, and then I'm hearing Archangel Michael, and it's been loving and supportive the entire time. There has never been anything about any of this that has been anything other than spectacular for me. And then, of course, clairvoyance was the last to come online for me. And that came in the middle of 2017, and that was pretty cool. Then everything became very vivid and visual in the mind, and I could see a lot of hand gestures, signals from them. It was really cool.
Yeah,
I often say to the students, you know, they don't have vocal boxes, right? So how are they communicating with each other, and how are they communicating with us? Everything is energy, and they are attempting communication by way of telepathy. And that is exciting to tune into that. Yeah.
Yep. You know, and it's interesting, though, too, with the clairvoyant. It's even when you learn, like even when that starts to come online and you really start to see, you're also, that in and of itself initiates another process of establishing a new language. So like the rose, okay, the rose to me means a symbol of love. So this is like a lifelong journey. And so, yeah, being able to really get the foundations of that, like when mine started, I didn't know what was happening. And so, yeah, I think I was like most people that it was like, can somebody just help me, like help me understand what's happening here? And
so many questions. And you know, they're, you know, for me, like how many people are out there putting themselves out there to help others to step off onto this path? And I really want to be that person. I want to be that support and do the best that I can. I have Tina helping me with this course. And I really want everyone to know that, you know, there's 6 other mediums as well helping. And it's, you know, it's just really amazing. It's you get to watch these mediums go live, and you get to be a part of a high vibrational environment that's very supportive. And I just love it.
Wow. I don't know who the others are, but just the fact that the two of you, that's amazing. That's very cool. That's so good that you're doing that though, seriously, because it's, you know, that's part of your service. So I'm just curious, have you ever had someone that maybe they started it and they were like, look, I can't do this. Or like, have you had to say, hey, maybe this isn't the right, like, what's that about? And then I guess that leads to my next question in terms of, is it a gift or is everybody born with it?
So for me, I bring people on camera with me, or I'll practice one-on-one with them, or another medium in the course will practice with them, or the students will practice with each other. And I find it fascinating because they think that they're not going to be able to do it, right? Oh, it's nothing's going to come through, but they come on camera with me and then they're just surprised every single time. And I always say to them, I don't care if you get it right or wrong. What I care is that you're practicing. The practice is what opens the channels. And bare minimum, they walk away with knowing the signs of when their team is attempting communication with them. It's like, okay, I'm knocking on the door. Okay, well, they're here and they're attempting communication with me. And and also using a deck of angel cards. So you can connect with them one-on-one through the cards is another way. So bare minimum, you're going to watch, you know, a lot of high vibrational channeling. It's not only that you're practicing channeling in the course, but it's also that you are getting free mini readings from multiple, you know, different mediums and also other students. So it's really cool. So if you have any questions that are going on, you know, in your life, the other students need to practice. So ask your questions away. I love to practice with yes and no answers, feeling it in the body, because if you're not picking up on it clairvoyantly or clairaudiently, there's other ways that your team is communicating with you. And then I zone in on that, and then we develop that. And do I believe that everybody is born gifted? I would say we are remembering our innate way of being. So was I totally open when I was younger or even remotely interested? I would say absolutely not. But there comes a time when you start to awaken. You start to, here's some key indicators of you moving on this path. You're starting to become curious. You're listening to this radio program right now. You have a lot of questions. You start watching a lot of YouTube programs. Maybe you're watching some paranormal programs. You may feel like you want to be like kind of isolated from others' energies for a while because you're opening and expanding and you're more sensitive around other energies that you're picking up on. Maybe other people in your life that aren't as high vibrational. You have a lot of questions. That is classic signs of awakening, opening. And the next step for me is to possibly explore that with you and help you connect with your divine team. But here's the thing, even if right now you don't feel like you are connected, the number one thing to remember is this: they hear every word that you think and every word that you speak and every word that you write down. They hear it all, they see it all, and they know it all from a very loving vantage point. So even though there may not be a two-way street of communication, know that you can talk to them all the time. And the belief in it is secondary. The asking them for help, that's number one. As we live in a free will zone here, this is our own free will. So it's really important to ask them to help you in whichever areas of your life that you'd like help. Oh, they're just waiting. Literally, sometimes I see the angels just waiting to help someone. And some of the ways that we ask for help is through prayer. And sometimes we get really angry, and that's one way of asking. But, you know, for me, I just, you know, I go out for a walk, and I just chat away to them. And I talk away, and I ask them to help me with all sorts of areas. Or I'll write down a nice long list on a piece of paper and let them get to work. And then I check on that paper every 2 weeks and I check off what they've helped manifest into my life. And I love it.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's the thing, like, too. Yeah, like you said, I don't know that people realize the intelligence of spirit. I mean, I took a class with Anthony Maraca, a phenomenal teacher. And he put us in positions where we had to do certain things. And I'm like, oh my God, like it completely changed my whole, like, it, yeah, you're right. They hear everything and they will, I mean, it's part of the structure in which I do mediumship. I've said, I want it to be this way. Prove it. And, you know, I'm skeptical and they do it. They bring through some validations. That's kind of like, it's kind of cool. Like, I'm like, they know my style though. Like you said, they know your thoughts. They know who you are. They resonate with you. And the more you do stuff like this and you build up that relationship with your guides and stuff, my guides know me, they know my style. So I know when they're doing a riddle or something, a clue of something, and it's not necessarily indicative of the message, but it's something forthcoming. And so, yeah, that's, that's really big in terms of, I think the biggest thing is the relationship that you build with your spirit guides and your various guides. And but also, like you touched on it as well, the community that you're getting as a result of those classes, I can't say enough about that stuff. Like, people think that they're all alone and they don't, like, who do I talk to? The friendships that you make alone in those groups is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, high vibrational connections. I really can't wait for Tina to come live and speak with the students. I'm really excited about that. That's going to come up on January 31st, right, Tina? I'm super excited.
Yes.
And
yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and then coming and working with a few students and bringing them on live with you and just helping them. Yeah, and Jason Adkins is also, and Jason Adkins is also another channeling Eric medium, just like Tina Godin, and he has just been brilliant. Oh my goodness, just amazing. Nice. He's been bringing Eric through, and Eric has been giving guidance to the students. It's just been off the charts. It's just been amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
it's very
cool.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
he really
he's new, Heather, to channeling Eric.
Okay.
He just got vetted like a month ago, I think. And so it's awesome to have him on. And he, what a phenomenal teacher, too. I'm really impressed.
Isn't he just
teaching style.
He's just an amazing teacher. Yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah. Him and Eric together and then separate are just incredible teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I am so honored and blessed to have you and Jason and Eric, you know, helping out and teaching and showing the way. Oh, it was brilliant last night with Jason and Eric. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Eric, he always gets the good ones. He always brings in the good ones.
I know.
Awesome.
Well, and Jason, he loves to go for like 2 hours, and he has the energy. So I'm like, okay, if you want to go for 2 hours, usually when practicing with students, I try to go for about 30, 45 minutes because I don't want to drain the battery too much, right? It's new. This is a new ability that you are developing, and you don't want to drain the battery too much. But when Jason and Eric get going, it's a nice 2-hour stint, and it's incredible. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, speaking of get going, you ladies want to jump in, get some calls? We've got a bit of a queue here. So, all right.
Tina, you want to take the first caller?
No, go ahead. Let me just watch how you do it here.
Okay, sure.
All right. So we've got area code 508. And hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're on. Hi. I know. It's happening.
This is so crazy. Oh, my God.
It's the spiritual lottery.
I know, right? I was waiting so long for this. I was actually listening last Friday, and I didn't get a chance, and I waited and waited and waited, and I was just watching the clock, so I'm finally here.
Yay! So what's your name? I think we missed that. What was your name?
No, it's fine. I'm Erica, and I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, wonderful.
All right, Erica. So, what can we help you with?
So I guess I kind of just want to open it up to spirit. I just want them to take over and just any messages they have for me or any advice. Sorry, I'm kind of like nervous. I didn't even think this was going to happen.
I love it.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. I can absolutely. The first thing that happens is I sense your angel's energy surrounding me, and we can feel this energy just shifting. It's very high vibrational energy. You might feel it too in the room with you. I feel your angels coming right in on my right side. Huh. And so one way you can kind of feel when the high vibrational energy is with you is you can feel kind of like a pressure or a almost like maybe even an aching maybe along your arm or on your upper back in the back of your head, you'll find a strong energy. That is your angel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so it's just letting you know it's there. Sometimes you'll feel like it's wrapping its energy around you. They love to do that too. So I'm just going to tune in and see who's here.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. I see a female guardian angel. So this is your nurturing guardian angel. She's just there with you all the time. And whether we hear them or not, they are there watching and conversing with us in ways. Might be through your sleep. It might be, you know, through your dreams. She'll converse with you in any which way she can. It's just that I'm consciously, deliberately, connecting with her right now. So unconsciously or consciously, here we go. Okay?
Okay.
And so I'm just going to ask her to come in a little closer and turn up the volume. I can do that, and she will do that.
Okay, go ahead.
She's saying, I am so proud of you for being the bright light that you are here on Earth.
Oh, wow.
She says, you heard the call to come here in order to help lift up and raise the vibrational frequency here on Earth, the collective vibrational frequency here on Earth. She's also telling me that the Earth herself is proud of you and happy to have you on her back.
Yeah.
Here we go. She says there's much more yet to come for you.
Okay.
It's like you're fresh kind of out the gate. You're curious, you're asking questions, and you're starting to move on this path. This path, what is this path? This is the path of awakening, opening further. It's going to be a gradual process, so it's going to be comfortable for you.
Okay.
Let's see what else she's saying here. She says, if you have a specific question for her, she would love to answer that for you.
Should I say in my head or... should I say it out loud?
Yeah. Go ahead and say it out loud if that's okay with you. And then we'll just go ahead and, go ahead.
Okay. I don't want to be too specific, but I just want to know, I guess, have I made any mistakes that could, I guess, mess up anything that was already planned for me or... has everything that has happened in my past.
Nope.
Okay.
She's just full on saying no repeatedly. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Let's see what she says next. There's no decision, choice, or action that you could have made or are making or would make in the future that would alter this path.
Okay.
And she's got her head kind of just in a finger. Nope. And nope. Everything is unfolding as it is meant to in divine timing. She says, what does divine timing mean? Everything will unfold as it is meant to in your highest and best good. And for the best good of all those with whom are around you and also those with whom you will be interacting with in the future. So this is not just your highest and best good, but this is also the highest and best good of those with whom you interact with in your future.
Okay.
It's almost she's showing me like you will touch many people.
Yeah.
She's saying yes. As the high vibrational being of light and love that you are. And now she's putting her hands together and just... putting her head down in prayer form. She says she doesn't want you to worry about anything. She wants you to hand all worries off to her. she says that they can kind of rotate in your mind a bit, and she'd like to collect them and take them and transmute them into the light. Thank you, dear one.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
nice.
Sorry. Getting emotional.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Yes, it's easy to do when you are interacting with energies like these. It is incredible. She's saying thank you, Kristen.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So I don't know if what I even say after that means anything, but I just give you a little bit of what I'm tapping into. I know, I'm like, should we just stop
right there?
I don't. No,
we're all floating on the clouds.
I know, I'm like, I just want to sit with that. Erica, when I tune into your energy, I don't know if you're either a Leo or you had some major shifting from this last Leo moon. Does that make sense to you? I just see this massive Leo, and I don't know if recently with this last moon that you went through some shifts as well. Does that make sense? Do you feel like you had some things coming up?
I definitely did, and my sign is actually an Aries, and my dad's a Leo, and my dad's a pretty big influence in my life.
Got it. Yeah, so, and actually that leads me to my next thing. So I'm actually getting there's two men that I feel like are around you, and I definitely get something with your father, but it's like, I don't know if you're currently with someone, but it feels like there's something around, like you could almost take a mirror in between these two men, and there's a very similar vibration that's going on. Does that make sense? Like, I don't, it feels like, yeah.
I Go actually ahead. Just got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I kind of, I definitely do see a lot of similarities between my dad and my husband. And I don't want to be weird or anything, but I definitely, there's a lot that I love about both of them, and they both have very similar qualities about them.
Yeah. Yeah, I just see a mirror in between them. And that's not like you married your father, just so you know, and that's all good. But the other thing I'll say to you is that I feel like I want to say it's all good. It feels really good. Your dad is a very prominent figure in your life. I feel that energy. He's just like this the jolly green giant, like this massive, like when you think of him, like he just, you know, he's all things, right? But the other thing I'll say too is that this is, if you haven't already noticed it, you'll notice it, but I feel like some of the things, like on a karmic level that you would have, you had with your father, like I feel like he was a good father, but we all have little things, right, that like, I feel like you're going to go through that with your relationship with your husband, and it's going to give you sort of another opportunity to do things or look at the situation differently and understand it through the eyes of love, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so... Yeah, but it's all good. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even speak right now. I have a lot to say, but now I just don't.
I just hear your angel saying in my right ear, she says, make sure you speak with us often, please. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
She just said that.
I try. Came onto this spiritual journey a couple of months ago, actually, and I've been really into it, and I've been trying my hardest, and I always try and talk to them, and sometimes I just feel like just because I can't get, you know, a sign or anything, but I do get signs, and it's mostly not so much physical. It can be at times, but it's mostly numerical sequences, and like you said, and my dreams, I definitely, deja vu happens to me a lot. So my dreams play out into reality.
So all of that's going to progress as you move along, and you're going to have other things start happening and your channels opening further. And the number sequences are like one of the very first things to start happening. She just says, we hear you. So when you're talking with them, she says, we hear you. Okay, so just
That's
she wants perfect. You to know that she hears you.
That's amazing.
She says she's talking about how many angels you have. 18. Okay. So you
18.
Got a nice collection.
Yeah.
You got a big group of angels. You know, 8 months ago, I was doing reading, a lot of readings, and everyone would have maybe 3, maybe 9 angels. So somebody that was more, you know, not interested, this isn't their cup of tea, mm-hmm. they're here for the ride, but whatever, they'd have maybe about 3 angels. And then the ones that were like, yeah, I have a lot of questions and I'm starting to open up here, they would have more around 9. And then 8 months ago, it was like everybody was having like 18 to 25 angels. I was like, what's going on? And the angels told me that there's more coming. And then, you know, recently they said, there's even more coming. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okie doke. Bring it on.
That's amazing.
So you've got 18.
Wow.
And I'm actually 9 years old, so, yeah.
Oh, one for you. Wow.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Wow.
So I think there's one more coming this year.
I love it. Yeah, well, there will be more coming. So the next time, you know, you can even ask them. They'll put a number in your head, or you'll see a number. You'll think of a number. Yeah. Start practicing talking with them. You can ask them a question. They'll give you a yes and no answer response in your body, in your heart chakra, in your solar chakra. If it's open and light, that's a yes. If it's tight and pulled back, they can just partially close off your heart chakra and your solar chakra just a little bit. Maybe it's your crown chakra on the top of your head, but that will be a no. So you can practice with yes and no responses within your body. Yes.
I definitely
you
will
go and
start
get it,
trying
girl.
That.
You go and get it. Yes.
And Tina, do you have anything else you want to add before we move on to the next caller?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a couple of things.
Nice.
You know, the first thing I want to say, Erica, I don't know if you have a connection to healthcare or nursing. Because I just – go ahead, hon. Go ahead.
I'm a nanny.
You're a nanny. Okay.
Well,
so
I'm a nanny and I want to be a stay-at-home mom when I get older.
You
want
to be a stay-at-home mom.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I do feel there's a definite connection to – like healthcare, nursing, that nurturing, you know, within you. The other thing that I was picking up on is I did pick up on the dad energy, like Heather was getting as well. And I was just shown like a big, strong energy, protector, leader, just like a guide, to, you know, toward you is how I was feeling with your dad's energy. And the other thing that I kept hearing was like a Joe. Would you have a connection with the name Joe? In spirit, because it was coming from spirit, so I'm not saying in this life right now, but do you have a connection with a Joe? Somebody with a Joseph middle name or Joseph Joe? Because I just kept hearing that.
I knew a couple of them, but it wasn't, you know, anything too serious. I can't disclose so much. My husband might be listening. but, yeah, I may or may not have, but yeah, most of them, well, a couple of them were friends, so, yeah.
But this person's in spirit. Would you understand that? Like a Joe in spirit?
I haven't then in spirit, no, I haven't connected with a Joe or Joseph yet.
Okay, so nobody in your family has that name or middle name or anything like that? That's what I'm... Okay, there is a strong Joe connection to you. So I do want you aware of that. And the other name I was picking up on is like a Mary or a Marie.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Oh. Anne Marie, that's...
there's a Marie. There's a Marie.
Yeah, that was, I think, my mom's aunt. And my mom was very close with her aunt. And I'm not really close with my mom. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And when I was connecting with, that's who it is, as she's confirming. So the other thing that I wanted to tell you, so it was connected with like the nursing and like the healthcare and everything with Marie. And she was also showing me a baby. So, so I just wanted to let you know that as well. So I was definitely feeling like that young energy she was showing me, you know, holding a baby in her arms with a blanket. and then it went to nursing, and then it was just kind of like a stream of visuals that I was getting and names that I was hearing. So I just wanted to give you that message. So I hope that resonates with you.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, I thank you so much. Yeah, we're trying to have a baby. So
yeah,
hopefully
very good.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Very good.
That's beautiful.
Very good.
Well, thanks so much, Erica. Good luck. And let us know. And you can name your baby after one of us or something if you want.
Yes.
No problem.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
Thank you
guys
so much.
Whatever.
I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Erica.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see. Let me go to the next one. We've got some people that have been waiting a while. So, all right, area code 805. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Oh, thank you. Hi, this is Donna from California. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I wanted to ask Kristen how I'd like to take your course in the mediumship, and what is your name on Facebook? How would I get there?
So how you would find me, if I can say the words, is you go to Kristen Davies, and then you type in page, and it'll take you right to my business page, okay? And then you'll see the course details that are – that's correct.
Oh, excuse me.
So it's K-R
– okay, got it.
Or I'll spell it for you. K-R-I-S-T-I-N-D-A-V-I-E-S page. And the course details are pinned right at the top of the page. And then if you have any questions, just hit the book now button. You can ask me any questions that you have. And then you can just come right on in. I mean, we have 3 weeks left, and I would love to have you. So come and see me. You can also find me on YouTube if you want to see any videos that are new on my YouTube channel. I've brought on some of the course students from the last summer, and they've come on live with me, so they'll tell you their experiences that they've had in the course with me. And again, you can come and see me on YouTube under Kristen Davies.
All righty. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I have a little bit of mediumship now. I hear my nephew and my mom, who are on the other side, and my mom said I was going to be rewarded. I heard that from her, and I was sitting in my daily meditation about a week ago, and I heard it's coming soon. So, but I didn't bother to say what's coming soon. But I'm hoping that maybe it's a husband or more money so I can go traveling. Either one I'd be happy with. What are you picking up, please?
I love your attitude, man. That's so great. Let's see if I can tune in and see what's coming.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, it's definitely picked up, like jacked up. The energy is excited. I see coins, and I see a lot of gold coins, a lot of gold coins pouring, okay?
Okay.
This is the reward coming. I'm also seeing a hand gesture, you know, when you rub your thumb and your fingers together. That, to me, signals money or abundance.
Wow.
Yes, 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 abundance. And let's see if we can get any kind of timeline if they're going to give it to us. Under 6 months time. What's really important is that you keep your thoughts high vibrational and abundant so it will flow in, okay? So, yeah, all of my needs are met abundantly for me now and always. Money is flowing easily and effortlessly into my bank account. Every time I'm spending money, more money is coming in. Free-flowing. Lots of abundance. Lots of money is coming. Oh, they're
so
happy.
Excited.
I'm saying that to you. They're applauding me.
Mm-hmm.
They're applauding me. They clap. Okay, that's how excited they are. Let's see. They're talking about your thoughts and you manifesting your thoughts. You are the creator of your own reality. Okay? Some of us, they're saying, will say, blame it on somebody else, or even blame it on God as to why things aren't going right in our lives, right? But in truth, we are a spark of the Creator, we are a spark of God, and we create and manifest our realities by way of what we think, and our emotions is our vibrational frequency, and it's what we send out, signaling what more we want of. So if we have a lack or lack thought mentality, like woe is me, I don't have enough, and focusing on what you don't want, you will actually manifest and create more of that. Oof, your angel is talking like so fast. I'm trying to keep up with her. She says, thank you. That's all for now. All righty then. It's coming, and it's going to be free flowing into your life experience. And she says, she's going to make sure of it.
Oh, good.
Okay, then.
Wow.
I want to hear all about it when it happens.
Okay, yeah.
Can't wait.
Definitely. I've been feeling that, too. Yeah, I can't wait, too. I mean, I'm elated.
Can you feel the energy around you? It's, like, picked up. It's high vibrational. It's excited because they are. They are excited
yes.
for you. They're all excited. So that's what I'm doing.
Wow. That's awesome.
Can't wait to hear about that. It's going to come in an unexpected way. That's what they're saying, okay? You're not expecting where this is going to come from. And
wow.
I always say this, the how it comes in is not up to me, okay? How it happens isn't up to me. But what is up to me is what I'm focusing on and manifesting and asking, and then I sit back and expect it to come in. But how it comes is not up to me. Oh, she's
okay.
Just applauding me again.
Oh my gosh.
So bubbly, your angel. She's so bubbly and just vibrant and ready to go. She says, yes, I am.
Okay.
So under 6 months. Mm-hmm. Under 6 months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Wow.
Are you getting anything,
Thank
Tina?
You.
Oh, sorry, Kristen, are you done?
Oh, yeah, I'm all done. Yep.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, Kristen.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Donna.
Tina.
This is Tina.
Yeah.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. So as Kristen was tuning in, what I could see for visuals was like your spirit team was like running in place. They're like, go, 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 is what I kept feeling with you. So it was just really hysterical. So they just want to let you know that, and they're just, you know, cheering you on, like, go, go, go. So these things that are going to be shifting
yep.
for you, it's going to be fantastic and wonderful. And so I can really feel, like, your heart chakra is, like, super wide open. Like, it just, like, burst open with everything that's going on here in your life. And it feels really positive. So I'm you know, just supporting you and just telling you to absolutely go with it. And just feel, you know, feel into everything and go with it and trust. And I know that you do. I know that you were just, like, ready to go. And so they're just confirming that for you.
Oh, terrific. Thank
awesome.
You.
You're welcome.
And Donna, this is Heather. I was getting, so actually when Kristen was talking about it, Spirit kept showing me an image of, and I feel like this might be more of a double message that you'll have to validate the back end of it. So definitely they're showing me it's about focusing for you, but they're showing me, do you drive a car?
I do.
Okay, because they're showing me you like in the car and driving, but there's sometimes a lack of focus. Does that make sense? Like you tend to, I don't know if they're using that as an example.
Yeah,
also,
a little bit, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they're telling you to focus, like, especially with, you know, this is great that you're going to be doing this because it'll really help you kind of zip it up in terms of being able to put the blinders on and really focus on what's in front of you versus the distractions. But they're also bringing that up in terms of, like, that's something that when you're driving, you tend to do that as well. And you also feel your, I feel like as you're driving, someone's behind you. I feel like this is like a mother energy for you. As you're driving, do you notice this? Do you ever feel this behind you when you're driving?
Yes, Samson, I was very close with my mother. Yes, and she's the one I get messages from.
Okay, perfect. So she's definitely, and she's kind of like stay focused and both, you know, on and off the road. So she's definitely around you. And do you have an, I keep hearing aunt, and I don't know if you've had an aunt that's passed or they want to bring up something with your aunt, if there's something going on with your aunt right now.
My Aunt Grace, I talked to her, my Aunt Grace.
Okay.
She's on the other
side.
And
she's crossed. Got it. Okay, because she's coming in, like, right, and I was like, okay. So so that's just, they're here with you. Yes, they're chomping at the bit, and it'll just really be helpful for you to take that class and really get clear on all those things.
So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, good for you. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you, all of you. I appreciate it very much.
All right.
You are so welcome.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Bye. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Let's see here. We've got, let me look at the switchboard. All right. We've got area code 562. All right. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hello?
Hi. You're on.
Hi, I'm calling. Yeah. My question is about my twin flame.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, J.R.
J.R. All right, J.R. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, twin flame. Yeah, Kristen, I don't know if you... connect
yes.
them again on that?
your angel has a definite different energy sequence coming in here.
Okay.
Coming in right behind me. So if you ever feel any pressure on the back of your head or your upper back, that's your angel. That's where your angel is coming in right now, and that's where I'm feeling your angel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Your angel is pointing to the chest, okay?
Okay.
And it's all about focusing inward on self-love.
Right.
For when you lift up and raise your own vibrational frequency, focusing inward on self-love, this is when you will attract in this high vibrational partner, union, to have a high vibrational match.
Thank you. I thought I was doing that already.
It's been I know, and your angel's saying like you've been waiting a while. And it's kind of okay. So, your angel, come on now, and you're gonna wait a little while longer, is what your angel just said. I'm like, come on. Is there any anything else you want to say? I'm just quizzing your angel now. Inwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about focusing inwards. And your angel's talking about lifting some burdens within and releasing some of that which is no longer needed. This is just going to come and get transmuted automatically from you and help you lift up and raise your vibrational frequency even more so.
Right.
Your angel's talking about ascension, okay? Ascension. So ascension is high vibrational streams of consciousness energy pouring forth into the body. The main ways that it comes in is through the top of the head, the heart chakra, and the solar chakra. One might call this light and love or universal oneness or God or whatever whatnot you wish to call it. Those on the path of ascension, this is the path you want to be on. This is the path you want to be on. And this is the path that you are on. And so as you move, and it's not going to be long here, we're talking about like this is going to start pooling more and more. And as you pour more and more light in, your angel showing me, all that is no longer needed within your body, within your energy, energy body. So anything that's like old belief systems, old thought patterns, any dense vibrational frequency is going to come up to the surface. And so if you start having thoughts in your head or emotions of like past experiences that you haven't thought of in a long time, just know that that's because it's coming up to the surface and it's getting transmuted into the light.
Yes.
Okay, and your angels have given me a thumbs up.
This is the path. This is the path. This is the path.
Okay.
Ooh,
so I'm really
your
connected.
Angel is so happy you're on this path. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
So does it mean I'm doing it correctly? And if it's the only way to, for my twin flame to come back and connect, is to...
What matters most is going, this is what your angel's saying. What matters most is going inwards and focusing inwards on self-love. And it's a time of ascension, so you're going to have ascension symptoms. You're going to need to focus on grounding yourself daily. That's going to be really important as you anchor this light. The ascension symptoms will increase over time, and you will notice them. And this is what your angel is telling me. This is what's most important right now is self-love and ascending and working your way through ascension symptoms.
All right.
And you don't have to do anything. This is just automatically your angel saying naturally going to happen. You are just going to anchor this light into your body, into your vessel. Your angel wants to talk about what are some of the things that will happen with you ascending in the future. You're going to lift in vibrational frequency. You're going to have more high vibrational thoughts, more high vibrational emotions and feelings. You will, boy, the angels are jumping off here. You're going to, okay, sorry, do you want to slow down just a sec? Your angel's talking so fast, I just need him to slow down just a touch. Okay. The body being filled with this light is going to heal faster and more frequently.
Okay.
And you'll feel like you are, like, the angel's using these words because we understand this analogy, bursting at the seams, filled with this light. We're going to feel good, feeling really good. Diet will change. Perfect. So your diet may change. It'll become lighter. Certain foods will no longer resonate in this high vibrational vehicle or vessel. Friendships may change. That's what he's saying, talking about friendships. Not talking about family members, though, just friendships may shift. Though many in your life will come along with you on this path.
Wow.
That's what's most important. Yeah, that's what's most important right now is you ascending first, focusing inwards, and then once you make it through that, and P.S. ascension is going to go for the rest of our lives, but once you make it through these ascension symptoms in the beginning here, I'm going to ask him, is there a timeline that you want to talk about twin flame? Timeline coming?
Yeah.
No, not at this time. Because for your angel, right now, that's not what he deems as important. What is important is self-love and ascension, ascending, and this process of ascension. He says, please remember to ground yourself out in nature. You can lean yourself up against a tree. You can sit by a body of water. You can put a palm-sized rose quartz crystal on your lap near your root chakra, Epsom salt bath, or your feet in Epsom salt water.
Okay.
Asking the earth to help ground you. Picturing your root chakra going deep into the earth is really important to ground. He says you're pretty good at this, but this is something you're going to have to really do when you ascend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to go on YouTube.
I've been through, look up grounding techniques. And even EFT tapping really helps with ascension symptoms because when it starts pooling in through your chest, your heart will pound. You'll feel like anxiety. When it pools in through your solar chakra, you may feel nausea. And number one thing you can remember this, okay? You can say, this is too much. I need it to ease off, please. So just remember that. You can ask for it to ease up. Too much. Too much for my body. I need you to ease up. You will know. I've been I've been experiencing these ascension symptoms for the past year and a half now, and a lot has changed since the very beginning. Important that you ask them to step back or ease it off if need be. He says, he's just beaming. I'm looking up at him and he's beaming. He says, "You're doing an amazing job coming here to Earth. You've exceeded our expectations, and we are so very proud of you, dear one."
I didn't
Sorry. That's a lot of emotion of love he's putting all over me. I don't know if you feel that, but it was just like.
I do.
He just, he loves you. I know. I don't want to be a ball fast here on the radio, but I'm serious. Like, he loves you.
What's
he says
his name?
Eternally, forevermore. What is your name? Randall. Randall.
Wow. You know, I'm becoming more sensitive. Is there a way that they can reveal themselves to me more evidently?
Do you want to relay a way that you're going to make your presence more known? He wants you to pay attention to pressure or an intensity of energy along your back and your neck and the back of your head. That is us.
I do always feel that.
Perfect.
Felt that it
that
only...
is us.
Okay.
Yeah, that's him. And you can practice with yes and no's with him. If you ever have a yes, you have a question that results in a yes or a no, you can practice. If it's yes, he can put his energy right up against your back, and you'll know that as a yes. And if it's a no, he'll pull his energy away from you. And that's a good way to practice. He's talking about, you're getting ringing in the ears. Ringing in.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay, so he's talking about his vibrational frequency being around your head when you get the ringing in your ears. That is them doing that. He's telling you that right now. But there's much more yet to come.
You said there are many angels.
He said there's
many angels. Sorry.
Yes, this is your guardian angel, Randall. Yeah, he's giving me a thumbs up. And he says that there's other ways.
Okay.
Oh, no, you'll have two guardian angels. So this is Randall, and you'll have another one. And she is here. Or sometimes they come through as androgynous, because in truth there really isn't any. There's not a sex, male and female, is more of an earth thing.
That's
She's
cool.
just waving.
Can I know her
Let me
name?
See if I can get her name briefly. Yeah, let's see her name. What is your name? Sarah. Oh,
okay.
Sarah Jane. Sarah
wow.
Jane. Sarah
okay.
Sarah Jane.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
It's good to know.
She's sweet.
Finally.
Cute. She's like really friendly and bubbly, and she's waving. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
We are with you always. Forever.
I don't have a curiosity. How did they end up becoming my guardian angels?
Okay, they're going to tell you that. When you are, if you want to say source or universal oneness, I like light and love. When light and love is expanding and growing, it's creating, if you want to say, more sparks of itself. So we are a spark of the creator or universal oneness or light and love. So when you are created, God or light and love, universal oneness, creates angels to be by your side. It's another stream of consciousness energy to be with you, to look over you, to watch over you, to protect you, to be there for you, to guide you, to console you, when needed. This is what they're telling me.
Okay.
They're telling me they love you and they cherish you. They're also saying, as far as like, if we were to say a soul or a spark of the creator or a being of light and love, however you want to say that, which is what they are saying we are, that is so important in your eyes, okay? Way up here. The angels aren't they don't see themselves as being as important as we are. They're trying to say how important we are. Okay, we are very important to them. Yes, you are. Your angel's just being blunt there. Okay, so I took the handpicked torch over, and that was beautiful.
Yeah, that was. And I have no doubt there's people that are listening to this, even though that was, you know, directed towards JR, that are going to resonate with everything and want to hear that message as well. So that's beautiful. Tina, do you have anything you want to add to that? I want to make sure we get to at least one more caller. But if you want to add anything to that.
Yeah.
I know.
No,
how do you follow that?
Yeah, I know. She nailed it all. So.
Yeah.
But, perfect. That's it. Nope.
Okay.
I think I'm good here.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks.
You're so welcome.
You
your angel briefly is saying you are on the right path. Okay? So that's what I'm here. And they want you to know that. You are on the right path.
Okay. Wow.
That's
good
send off there. That's perfect.
Yes, it is. Thanks, you guys.
Nice. Have a good night, JR. Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's see. I'm looking here. I want to make sure we've got time for another caller. Let me just see. I want to make sure I get the one. Okay, perfect. So we've got area code, let's see, 203. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Lisa from Milford, Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa. Wonderful. What can we help you with?
Hi. So I'm also in like a twin flame type of thing. So it's kind of weird that was the previous call. And I just want to know if there's any messages for me, if I'm on the right path. We kind of had a reconciliation and I don't know if I'm doing the right thing.
Let's see where we're going. They're telling me it is going to be a temporary reconciliation. Am I saying that? So it's going to be a temporary bringing together.
Okay.
They're talking about your gut instinct, your intuition. What is it telling you? Follow it.
Okay.
Follow your gut instinct. Okay. They say, do you have another question for us?
Yeah, I also had just questions about, you know, if my children are on the right path, if my grandparents are coming through at all, or my goddaughter, just if they have any messages and who my guides are, just the basic stuff.
I'm just going to ask your angel to come in a little closer. She's going to do this quicker than we normally would do. She's saying that everyone that has crossed over on the other side is just fine. That's
okay.
What she's saying. They're just fine, okay?
Okay.
They are in a very high vibrational plane of existence.
Okay.
And let's see where else she's going with this. Your angels are telling me that they are keeping a watchful eye on you and the family. And in any given moment, should you need us, please call upon us within your mind or out loud or on a piece of paper, likely in your mind. They're winking and smiling.
Okay.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
So I have like started reading tarot and starting to try to find my way with that. And I've actually channeled a couple of times. Is there a way of controlling it? Because like, I can't do it on demand. It just sort of, it happened twice, once with a complete stranger and once with a friend of mine whose mom I never met.
Your angel says, yes, you can.
Okay. So it wasn't like a weird coincidence or something.
When the energy starts flowing through you, it can happen just, I guess, what we would deem as being randomly. As it flows through you, off you go. But she wants you to practice consciously practicing channeling with them. And not just with your angels, but also with, back up the truck. They're saying practice with them first. And then as you get more proficient, they're saying more proficient with it, you will start to channel loved ones as well. They love the cards, high vibrational decks of cards, angel cards. Love them. They want me to tell you how I use my cards. So I'll shuffle the deck and I'll fan the deck out, and then I hover my hand just above the deck and I'll tune my mind out. So the more quiet your mind is, the more you will allow them to just temporarily operate your hand, and your finger will naturally just go down to the card. So you're just allowing their energy in, down your arm, into your finger, and their energy will push your finger down to the card they want you to choose. If you don't get that right away, what you'll get is heat or tingling in the tip of your finger right above that card. Pick that card. And you keep picking until there's no more energy down your...
Angel?
I would go angel.
Angel
cards.
Although
they can communicate with you through the tarot is what they're saying. Set the intention that you would like to connect and communicate with them, and it will be so.
And can you ask if they communicate with me through license plates?
If you're asking a question, then,
then
you got your answer.
Like seeing words, like straight up words. It's like bizarre. And I take pictures of them now because no one would even believe
thing.
So the license plate,
they
is
have
like a
endless
thing.
Energy, and they will consistently and persistently pursue to get your attention until they do. And then you'll start asking questions as to why, and then you'll call into a radio program, and then you'll ask, and your angel will say yes.
There you go. All right, I just wanted to make sure the license plate thing wasn't in my head, because I was trying to feel like I was crazy.
I love it.
Full circle.
Yeah. Nope, you're not at all.
No.
So, and do you mind, Lisa, this keeps coming up, and I just, I want to make sure, Kristen, are you good? Are you, do you have any more
last thing, your angel, just one last thing. Your angel says persistence paid off, didn't it?
Persistently
gotten your attention to look at these things, and now it's paid off.
There you go.
Right, yep.
go ahead.
Nice. All right. So, Lisa, when you were talking earlier, and you would add, do you have a son?
I do.
Okay. There's also a man. I don't know if this is your father or a grandfather figure that's on the other side, but there's a connection with your son as well. And in particular, I feel like he watches out for him. Does this make sense?
My grandfather, yeah. They were very connected through Cub Scouting.
Yeah, because I feel like he really, and I just have to tell you, so your grandfather, his energy is coming forward, because I feel like with your sign, I want to give him extra comfort right now. I feel like just in general, I don't know if he's at a point where he's sort of seeking or trying to kind of figure out, I feel like he might be, we all go through that, right, in terms of just trying to kind of figure out life and where we fit into it. And I get that energy with your son right now. I feel like your grandfather.
College, so.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. So, it's going to be like, and I feel all I could say is his grandfather is there with him. Is this your grandfather? So anyways, yes, this great grandfather. Yeah.
In the same house. So yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because your grandfather is coming through like a father to you. Like he's like that's kind of what he's acknowledging of the relationship. So that, and that's fine because I pick up on energy. So anyways, he's just very protective of the energy.
Yeah, my dad disowned me in June, so I don't really have a dad anymore.
Oh,
so I think he's probably trying to let me know if you have one.
Oh, okay. I understand that now. Okay. 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 So he's definitely around you. Yeah. And he's just giving you a lot of love with your son, and he's also acknowledging that you know, it's hard as adults, we go through things, but then when we see our kids going through things or trying to be there for them when we're also going through stuff as well, it can be overwhelming. And so he's just really putting his energy and love around you and acknowledging that, and that he's really there to support you as well. There's also a female, that energy that's stepping forward with him as well, that's on the other side. And he's actually
his wife. Yeah.
And she just grabbed his hand. They're actually holding hands, which is very sweet. He brought her in. Oh, and then a little dog just jumped up right in front of them. I'm not sure who this dog is, but he's there as well. So
it's so funny
because really
my mom went to a medium yesterday, and the medium told my mom, "Your mom wants you to know she has your dog."
Oh,
crazy!
There you go.
And it was the first time my mother ever went to a medium. Ever.
There you go.
So I
so
just had to
she's just validated. Yeah. Thank you. Yep. So yeah, she wants to make it sure it's clear she's got the dog with her. So
love it.
Yeah. So anyway, so just know that they're there with you. I feel like they're just really like their parental they're being parental figures to you right now in terms of the love and support they're giving you, and they're acknowledging the hard times that you're going through, but they're there with you as well. And I feel like there's also a work transition that's coming into play as well, but it feels like it's more aligning to what you want to do in life versus like you're walking away from some things that no longer serve you is what I feel like. So.
Okay.
So hopefully that helps.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh, did you have anything else, Tina?
Yeah, I did actually.
Okay.
I'll make it real quick.
Awesome. No, thank you. This is awesome. I needed this so badly.
All right. So the first thing I have to tell you, when you mentioned it, I was like, oh my gosh. So this just happened to me this morning, and I looked at the license plate because it was just like my eyes were drawn to it, and it had 20X444. So I was like, so when you said license plate and the numbers,
444.
You know, I mean, yeah, 20X444. So I was like floored when I saw that this morning. So, and it's hysterical, but yeah, they really do make themselves known. Most definitely. The other thing that I'm picking up as Heather was talking about your grandparents is the other thing I just want to let you know is that when your lights are flickering, they're with you, okay? And so they want to let you know that so that the next time that you see that happening, because I'm seeing, like, this dining room light, just, like, this kind of, like, dome light flickering. And so when that happens again, you're going to know it's them, okay? And they're there with you. I do feel the same thing as Heather as well, where there's, like, a lot of changes happening. So I wanted to pull a few cards for you. And the first card that I pulled was the surrender card. And, you know, there's just a lot of release, change, focus, turn things around, you know, inner knowledge, all of that. And then the second card that I pulled for you, which is fantastic because it's with the Doreen Virtue, messages from your angels, oracle cards. And the card that came out, like literally popped out of my deck, was Archangel Michael. And it says there for you, I am with you, giving you the courage to make life changes that will help you work on your divine life purpose. And so that I just wanted to give that to you, and that coincides with everything that Kristen said as well. So fabulous reading. So wonderful. So I just want to leave you with that.
I hear your angel saying that everything is going to be all right. That's what your angel's saying, okay? Everything's going to be all right.
Okay. Yeah.
And I love Archangel Michael. So you talk to him often. You talk to Big Mike. He'll help you.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah. And that's a big one with twin flames too. So in the community. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Well, thanks,
well,
Lisa,
thank you
so much. And yeah, let us know and have a good night.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And good night.
All right.
Bye.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies. Wow. You guys, it was so it was so amazing to be in your guys' presence and just like the beautiful messages from the angels. I just love it. It's all like
the thing with angels is like it's all love and light. Like there's no like we were talking when we started the show offline that sometimes spirit will ask us to get in, you know, people's face a little bit if they need it. But angels, you just know because I don't, you know. I always love hearing from them. So, so thank you so much for that. And so Kristen, if you want to let everyone know again, those who are interested in taking the class, how they can best reach out to you and the information on the class.
Perfect. So you can come and join us in the Mediumship 101 course, which is for beginners. Okay. And that is for the next 3 weeks and it's $99 US. You can come to Kristen Davies' page on Facebook. You can also email me at kristendavies898@gmail.com. And if you'd like to sign up on February 16th for the Mediumship 102 course, you can contact me there. And again, it's $99 for a full month because we need a full month to do all that practicing and having fun.
Yeah, that's a great deal. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And so for anyone, for Tina Godin as well, if you want to get a hold of her, her website is messagesofcomfort.com. And if you want to get a hold of myself, I'm Heather Filona. You can reach me at heatherfilona.com. And I also have a YouTube and a Facebook, and I go by Medium on a Mission. And as well as, so Kristen has a YouTube as well, and I believe she's going to be loading this on hers, I believe, as well.
I
so
am.
And I always load the
yep.
show. So, yeah, fantastic. It's good to go back and listen to them. And I think a lot of the messages that we give are really timeless and that Spirit has an amazing way of when you are ready, the information will show up and you'll click on a link and it's like, what just happened? And all of a sudden you're bawling because you just like, this is the message I needed to hear. So we've all seen it, right? So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so definitely. So thank you guys so much. It was amazing. Just a kind of station information. So everyone's aware next week, we will not be having a show. I will be on a boat. Cruising through somewhere other than here. So I'm super excited about that. And I'll come back very refreshed and it'll be amazing. And when we get back the following week, so I think it's what, the 8th? Yeah, 8th of February, which is crazy, y'all. It's already February. Like, what happened? I'm still like writing 2018 and I'm like, so now you also want me to say it's February? I'm like, can I get it in Slack here? Yeah, it's too much. The world is turning. So
it really is.
So when we're back in February, on February 8th, we will have Jennifer Lundberg. So I'm super excited. I actually had a reading by her and she's phenomenal. She has written a lot of books, and I'm really looking forward to that. So again, it was an honor to share space with you ladies. You guys are amazing, and I just being in presence of you guys, I continue to grow and learn. So I'm very grateful for that. So,
well, thank you,
so
thank you,
you
for having me. It's been wonderful.
Yeah. So perfect. Well, all right, everyone. I guess that's it. Everyone, have a great night, a fantastic weekend, and next couple of weeks really. And yes. Kristen, you'll definitely have to come back on at some point, and maybe we can have one of your students. Oh my God,
that would be great!
Oh,
love it.
Give
I
them
would
like that.
Absolutely love
yes.
it.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, we're gonna hold you to it, so
they won't be students much longer.
There you go. Right.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks all.
All right,
have a good weekend.
Have a good night.
Love and light.
Bye, everyone.